Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk, it's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports shining bright. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including why the NCAA tournament is like sex. I figured that would get everyone's attention at 9:02 a.m. Eastern time here on this Tuesday morning. Why the NCAA tournament is like sex. I will tell everybody why the New York football Giants should honor the trade request of star defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, and they should have done it yesterday. See you later, sexy Dexy. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. And I'm going to tell everybody how North Carolina, with its new head coach, can be better than Duke as soon as next season. Our bets for tonight will close the show after a rousing night last night for the crew. I mean, that's what it's all about. Where were all the jokers? Where were all the jabronis yesterday chirping us, telling us, man, what a terrible weekend for the crew, betting the Final Four? They were right. It was terrible. But listen, every day's a new day. And last night was a great night for the crew. Basically a sweep across the board for everybody. Tyler with Godot, baseball bets, you know, Kenny, Michigan winning by, you know, 1 to 10 points. Me with the baseball, Michigan money line. Absolutely, absolutely love it. We will attempt to do better tonight. We will likely fail, but we will try our best. The phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. We are on YouTube at youtube.com/@TheKostos. But we officially begin. Terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. Hailing to the victors. The Michigan Wolverines, your national champions of college basketball. A 69-63 win last night over Connecticut in an interesting national championship game. That I don't think as it goes down in history, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 years from now, if we're all still here. I don't know if this will be the national championship game that people will look at and hold up as the best game ever played. Man, remember that Michigan-UConn national championship game? What a barn burner. What a well-played game. I don't know if anybody will say that. Now, just being on social media last night, it felt like we were a little too negative about the game. Like, it was pretty dramatic. Like, the game was, you know, like, Michigan, like, led in the second half, but, like, the game was very much in doubt in the final couple minutes. UConn was doing what UConn always does and threatening to come back. I thought it was a good game. It definitely wasn't a great game, but I mean, to compare this to, you know, UConn 53, Butler 41, and like the 11 championship game, like, come on. This was not even close to the worst championship game ever. Was it the best? No. Was it the worst? Not even close. Michigan, your national champions. Capping off an incredible, incredible dominant season for the Wolverines. 37-3. 37-3. And in last night's game, Yaxel Lendeborg, not even 100% healthy, and Michigan still gets the win. And, you know, I said in the first hour of yesterday's show that as Michigan was blowing out Arizona on Saturday night in the national semifinal, that I was thinking during the game about Michigan's 40-point win against Gonzaga back at the end of November. And it should go noted, like, Jeff Goodman came on the show yesterday, and he also referenced that game. That was the moment when it felt like, to me at least, and doing the show, when I kind of am sitting there, like, watching that game, seeing the final score, and that was the first moment where I thought to myself, okay, like, this team could possibly win it all, could be there in the end. That was when we first got the whiff, the scent, that Michigan could be this type of team. And that game, November 27th, Michigan 101, Gonzaga 61, that was towards the beginning of a stretch of 10 games that the Wolverines played from November 19th to January 2nd, where the least margin of victory that Michigan had, the closest game that Michigan played in that 10-game stretch from mid-November to the beginning of January, was 18 points. They were blowing out and demolishing everybody, annihilating the competition. Three losses this season for Michigan. Okay, you lose to Wisconsin 91-88 in Big Ten play. Wisconsin was the type of team that could get really hot, had a great offense. You let up 91 points, like, really hard to go undefeated. Okay. Lose to Purdue in the Big Ten championship game. Look, like, if you're Michigan, you obviously wish you could have had that game back. But, I mean, look, Purdue was the preseason number one team in the country. You know, Purdue was up by 7 on Arizona at halftime in the regional final in the West region. It's not like Purdue stunk. There's no shame in losing that game. And the game that Michigan lost to Duke in February, I mean, we all watched that game, right? I mean, Elliot Cadeau more than redeemed himself, obviously, winning tournament most outstanding player. Just when I think you couldn't do anything any stupider, you go ahead and totally redeem yourself. Cadeau in that game couldn't hit the broadside of a barn against Duke. He was the reason they lost that game. Easily could have beaten Duke in that game. Easily. And then Cadeau, arguably the best player for Michigan in the Final Four and in the national championship game, and he wins tournament most outstanding player. Now, last night for Michigan was not their most impressive performance, right? They score 69 points. It's the first game in this NCAA tournament where Michigan failed to crack 90. Michigan still the only team in the history of the NCAA tournament to have at least 5 games of scoring 90 or more points. Last night was not their most impressive game. And you could point to the Lendeborg injuries potentially being one of the reasons why. How I'm going to choose to remember this Michigan run and the game that I will think about, me personally, and I'm not going to make the case that you need to feel the same way. This is my opinion. The game that I will think about when I hearken back to this Michigan championship run will be this past Saturday night in the national semifinal against Arizona. To me, that is the perfect encapsulation of this Michigan season. Thoroughly and utterly dominant and making a really, really good team. Because look, those are the two best teams along with Duke all season long. They made, arguably, the first or second best team coming into that game. Michigan's the best now. But coming into that game, you could have argued Arizona was the best team. And Michigan made Arizona look stupid, look silly in that game on Saturday night. Because Michigan and this will be the only semi-negative-ish thing I say about Michigan, and it's not even a negative because they won the national championship. But I like to put things in historical perspective, right? I feel like that's a really fun thing to do. As a sports fan, I love thinking about things like this because, you know, let's say that Michigan blew UConn out last night, which they didn't. Like, this game was close. If Alex Caravan hits a three-pointer in the final minute, it's a one-point game, and who knows how it turns out, right? If Michigan had blown UConn out last night, I think we would be saying comfortably and confidently this morning that the Michigan Wolverines, the 25-26 Michigan Wolverines, are an all-time college basketball team. I don't think we can say that now. And I know people get really mad at stuff like this. It's like, oh, you know, and I said this, and I will draw an analogy here in a moment. Look, it's just telling the truth, right? It's over. Now let's put it in its proper historical context. They're the best team this year. They are an exceptionally worthy champion. A dominant season. Smashed everybody in the NCAA tournament leading up to the championship game and outlasted UConn. I don't think they're an all-time great team. And the comparison that I would make, 2026 Michigan, let's call it 26 because that's when they won the title. 2026 Michigan, we don't have to go back that far, is the 2025 Seattle Seahawks. A very, very, very worthy champion. The best team all season long. Absolutely 100% earned it. But falls short of being an all-time great. I think that is an entirely fair approximation of this season for the Michigan Wolverines. The comparison continues with Michigan and the Seahawks when we look at the two head coaches. Mike McDonald for Seattle wins the Super Bowl in his second season in charge of the Seahawks. And Dusty May wins the NCAA championship in his second year as the head coach of Michigan. A couple years removed from leading FAU to the Final Four, and within a San Diego State buzzer beater in the national semifinal of likely getting demolished by Danny Hurley in UConn, which would have been a fun storyline, right? Like Dusty May with another crack at UConn in the national championship game, this time with a better team, took FAU to the Final Four and a buzzer beater away from the national championship game. Not Florida, not Florida State, Florida Atlantic to the Final Four. And a national champion year two at Michigan. Now, I'm not going to let the results of last night's game, and nobody should. And to be fair, I don't think anyone will say this. So it's not like I'm creating something, an argument that people aren't making, taking the side of an argument that people aren't making. But I do want to say this. I don't think it would be fair if anyone were to say today on Tuesday morning, April 7th, the Monday night after the national championship game, that Danny Hurley is no longer the best coach in college basketball. I think everybody would agree that that is still the truth, that Danny Hurley is still the best coach in the sport. Is Dusty May second? Is Dusty May now the second best coach in college basketball? And by the way, only second best for right now because Hurley's got more years on him. Is it impossible to think in 5 years less? We're saying Dusty May is the best head coach in college basketball? Which would not be an insult to Danny Hurley to say that. No. It would be a compliment to Dusty May and a compliment to Danny Hurley to compare the two of them. Dusty May is unbelievable. And I think the only coach that you can say right now in college basketball might be, let's say, if Hurley's going to be one, the only argument would be for second best over Dusty May is Rick Pitino. That's it. And if you wanted to argue Rick Pitino, I get it. I would totally understand that. We can talk about some of the others, right? Does anyone want to put John Shire in this rarefied air? John Shire, you know, some people are addicted to booze. Some people are addicted to weed. Some people are addicted to sex. John Shire is addicted to blowing games in the NCAA tournament that his team should win. You want to put John Shire? I'm sure he can get there. He's not there now. Would you rather have Tom Izzo or Dusty May? Not an insult to Tom Izzo to say I'd rather have Dusty May. Tommy Lloyd or Dusty May? Tommy Lloyd is still looking for like the license plate of the truck that ran them over on Saturday night. Matt Painter? Bill Self? Like, great coach, great recruiter. I think Dusty May's a better in-game coach. Brad Underwood? TJ Otzelberger? I'll take Dusty May over basically anyone that isn't named Danny Hurley. And given the age, right? So if you had to pick one right now for your program, you would take Dusty May over Rick Pitino. Because Pitino's in his 70s. Pitino's great. But I think you would take May right now if you were starting a program. It should go noted that yesterday on the show, we had two incredible college basketball minds join us. Jeff Goodman, Field of 68, John Fanta, NBC Sports. Both said independently of each other, and my interpretation of this is that this is something that started to get floated recently because I think I'm as plugged in as it gets. You know this, you listen to the show, you watch the show. I'm not saying I'm right all the time, but like I know what's going on because I read everything, I watch everything, and I listen to everything. You can say what you want about me. You can't say I'm not prepared when I come on the air to do this show. Did anyone hear Dusty May floated for NBA jobs really prior to yesterday and this weekend? When both Goodman and Fanta said independently of each other yesterday, Dusty may go coach in the NBA at some point. He is now, Dusty May, the American dream. He's one of those coaches. And well, well, well deserved. So for the first time since 1989 and an overtime win against Seton Hall in the championship game with then interim coach Steve Fisher and star player Glenn Rice, for the first time since 1989, the Michigan Wolverines, college basketball champions. Fab Five losses in 92 to Duke, 93 to Carolina in the infamous Chris Webber timeout game, 13 to Rick Pitino in Louisville, 18 to Jay Wright and Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo and Villanova, and now winners in 2026. The last school to win the NCAA tournament that also has a football national championship to its name, the Florida Gators, all the way back in 2008. Michigan, the college football champions in 2023. Did they cheat? Yes. Do I care? No. Football champions in 2023, basketball champions in 2026, representing the Big Ten and finally getting the Big Ten over the hump. First college basketball championship for the Big Ten since Sparty did it back in 2000. Kyle Whittingham, now the football coach at Michigan, an adult in the room at Michigan. I think it is fair to say that as of this moment, whether you like them or not, whether you hate them or not, Michigan, the preeminent school in college athletics. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheCostos. Congratulations to the Michigan Wolverines, national champions. On the other side, we will talk about the losers of last night's game, the Connecticut Huskies. And I'm going to tell all of you why, yes, Michigan did win the game. Also, UConn lost it. Here on Westwood One Sports.
At
Augusta, the pines stand tall. The azaleas are in bloom, and history waits with every swing. The Masters begins Thursday, and we're live from Augusta. Hear every moment on the Westwood One Sports app from Westwood One Sports.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Bang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide and services to showcase your invention. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380.